What is the single biggest safety risk in an electric vehicle? It's not a crash, but a fire starting inside the battery itself. Preventing that fire has launched a multi-billion dollar technology race, not in software, but in advanced adhesives and foams. And the winners will be the chemical companies that can stop a thermal runaway event in its tracks. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're diving deep into the world of advanced materials. It's a space where tiny innovations in chemistry are having a massive impact on the world's biggest industries. We'll be looking at the critical thermal management materials making AI data centers possible, the fierce technology race to make EV batteries safer, and the strategic battle for dominance in semiconductor packaging, where China is making a serious play for self-sufficiency.
Exactly, Susie. These aren't just incremental improvements. The materials we're discussing today are enabling technologies. Without them, 1.6 terabyte optical modules overheat, EV batteries are a greater fire risk, and the next generation of AI chips simply cannot be built.
Let's start with AI. We know the processors are getting more powerful, but that means they're getting hotter. What's the latest development in keeping them cool?
Dow has just launched a new material, DALSIL TC3120. It's a silicone-based thermal gel, a type of thermal interface material, or TIM, that goes between a hot component and its heatsink. Its standout feature is a thermal conductivity of 12 watts per meter Kelvin.
12 watts per meter Kelvin? Is that a big number in this space?
It's at the very high end of performance for a dispensable gel. For context, many standard TIMs are in the 3 to 5 watts per meter Kelvin range. This level of performance is critical for the latest 800G and 1.6T optical modules used in AI networking. They pack immense processing power into a tiny space and generate incredible heat. Without a TIM this effective, they would quickly overheat and fail.
So, how does this specifically affect US and European manufacturers of that networking equipment?
For companies like Cisco, Nokia, Ericsson, and optical component makers like Coherent, this is a direct enabler. It allows them to design and build more powerful, dense AI infrastructure. It's an opportunity. They can now manage heat in designs that were previously unfeasible. Dow also engineered it for low oil bleed and outgassing, which enhances the long-term reliability of sensitive optical components.
And for distributors and trading companies?
They need to understand this is a premium, high-performance product. It's not a commodity. They should be marketing this to their R&D and engineering clients in the datacom, AI, and high-performance computing sectors. The key selling point is that it unlocks next-generation hardware performance.
So the actionable insight for executives is what?
If you're building high-speed electronics, you need to ask your engineering teams if your current thermal management solution can handle the roadmap. This launch from Dow on May 29th is a signal that the performance bar has been raised. It's time to qualify these new materials or risk being out-designed by competitors.
Okay, sticking with thermal materials, but shifting to a different challenge. A Taiwanese company, T Global Technology, just launched a product that also manages heat, but with a different priority. What's the story there?
T Global launched the TGAD3DO, which is a thermal pad, not a gel. Its thermal conductivity is lower at 3.0 W per meter K, but its critical feature is being low outgassing. It meets the ASTM E595 standard.
Outgassing? What does that mean in a business context?
It means the material releases very few volatile chemical compounds when heated. In a sealed environment, like a satellite or a sensitive optical device, those gases can condense on lenses or sensors, fogging them up and causing catastrophic failure. So for aerospace, high-end automotive sensors, and medical devices, low outgassing is non-negotiable.
This sounds like a direct threat to established Western suppliers in those high-reliability sectors.
It could be. European and U.S. manufacturers in aerospace and defense, think suppliers to Airbus or the automotive sensor ecosystem around Bosch, have relied on a handful of specialized suppliers for these materials. A Taiwanese company meeting this critical ASTM standard with a 3.0 watt per meter K pad offers a new sourcing option. It increases competitive pressure and potentially offers a way to diversify the supply chain.
So, for trading companies, this isn't just another thermal pad to stock.
Correct. distributors need to understand the significance of the ATSM E595 certification. It's the key that unlocks sales into the aerospace, defense, and high-reliability automotive markets. They should be approaching customers who have stringent reliability requirements and introducing this as a viable, qualified alternative.
Actionable insight?
Executives at manufacturing firms, especially in regulated industries, should instruct their procurement and engineering teams to review the bill of materials for any components used in sealed or optically sensitive assemblies. If you aren't already specifying low outgassing materials, you're carrying hidden reliability risk. This launch is a reminder to tighten those specifications.
Troy, let's pivot to the topic that you said is a multi-billion dollar technology race, EV battery safety. A recent PatSnap report said advanced adhesives are now critical for preventing thermal runaway. Can you connect the dots for us?
Thermal runaway is the chain reaction where a single failing battery cell overheats, causing adjacent cells to fail, leading to a battery fire. For years, the focus was on cooling systems. Now, driven by new mandates like the EU Battery Regulation 2023/1542, the focus is on physically stopping the heat from spreading using advanced materials that sit between the cells.
And we're seeing a flood of new products to meet this demand. It seems like every major chemical company has an answer.
That's right. The approaches vary, but the goal is the same: containment. For example, the German giant Wacker Chemie is showcasing its Elastosil CM series. It's a silicone elastomer that, when exposed to the extreme heat of a runaway event, literally transforms. It ceramifies, turning into a hard, insulating ceramic-like barrier that blocks heat and flames.
So it's an active defense, not a passive one. What are other companies doing?
Parker Lord, a U.S. company, has a different approach with its CoolTherm SF1000. It's a liquid-dispensed silicone foam that acts as a localized fire blanket. Because it's a liquid, it can be applied by robots on an automated assembly line, potentially lowering manufacturing costs compared to manually placing traditional mica sheet insulators. Then you have Techman in the UK, offering preformed anti-thermal propagation, or ATP pads, that combine insulation with a spacer layer to accommodate cell swelling during a failure.
This is a huge opportunity for Western chemical companies, targeting European and American auto and battery manufacturers.
A massive one. The customers are VW, GM, Stellantis, Ford, and the gigafactories being built by Northvolt, ACC, and others. These car and battery makers must incorporate these safety solutions to comply with regulations. It's not an option. This has created a direct sales channel for Wacker, Parker Lord, Wevo Chemi, and Techman. They are selling a mandatory safety component.
What do trading companies need to know to play in this space?
They need to understand the manufacturing implications of each solution. Selling a Techman pad is different from selling Parker Lord's liquid foam. The foam requires a capital investment in dispensing equipment, but offers automation benefits. Distributors need to advise their battery manufacturing clients on the total cost of implementation, not just the per kilogram price of the material.
So the key takeaway for an executive at an automaker or battery company?
Your design teams must evolve. The choice of thermal barrier material is no longer just an engineering decision. It's a manufacturing and cost strategy decision. You must involve your manufacturing engineers in the material selection process from day one, because a liquid dispensed foam and a die-cut pad require completely different assembly lines.
Let's move up the tech stack to the heart of the machine, the semiconductor. A report from SemiMedia on June 5th claims China is accelerating its catch-up in the advanced materials needed to package AI chips. How significant is this?
It's extremely significant. As Moore's Law slows, making transistors smaller is getting harder. The new frontier for performance gains is advanced packaging, stacking chips in 2.5D or 3D configurations. But this requires highly specialized materials like underfills and epoxy molding compounds, or EMCs. Historically, this market has been dominated by Japanese and German companies.
And China is targeting this as a strategic bottleneck they need to solve.
Precisely. To become self-sufficient in semiconductors, they must master these materials. The SemiMedia report indicates they are making rapid progress. This puts long-term pressure on Western incumbents like Henkel and Japanese leaders like Sumitomo Bakelite.
So how are those incumbents responding?
With intense innovation. Take Sumitomo Bakelite. On June 1st, they announced their G785 series EMC. It's designed for silicon carbide power modules, which are critical for EVs. These chips run much hotter than traditional silicon, The G785 achieved a glass transition temperature, the point where it starts to soften, of 230 degrees Celsius.
And why is that specific number, 230 degrees Celsius, a big deal?
It's industry-leading, and it solves a critical reliability problem. Normally, materials that are stable at high temperatures become very rigid and brittle, creating stress that cracks the chip package. Sumitomo's new formulation achieves that 230 degrees Celsius stability while remaining low stress. For an automotive supplier building an EV inverter, this directly translates to a more durable, reliable product.
This sounds like a direct competitive advantage for U.S. and European semiconductor firms like STMicro or Infineon.
It is. By using these advanced materials from trusted partners like Henkel and Sumitomo, they can build higher performance, more reliable chips for the automotive and AI sectors. However, the threat from emerging Chinese material suppliers is real. They will likely compete on price first, then performance.
Actionable insight for executives in the semiconductor value chain?
You need a two-pronged strategy. First, partner with innovators like Sumitomo and Henkel to stay on the cutting edge of performance, especially for demanding applications like automotive SiC. Second, you must start qualifying materials from emerging Chinese suppliers to de-risk your supply chain and understand the competitive landscape. Don't switch your mission-critical production yet, but have a validated second source ready.
Finally, Troy, let's touch on a theme that cuts across all these industries, sustainability. We've seen several announcements about shifting away from traditional chemical processes.
Yes, this is a major trend, driven by both regulation and market demand. For example, Omega Group just expanded its facility in Georgia, making it the world's first to exclusively produce water-based polyurethane belts.
What's the impact of switching from chemical solvents to water?
It's huge. It dramatically reduces volatile organic compound, or VOC, emissions. This makes the factory safer for workers and is better for the environment. Crucially, it gets ahead of tightening regulations like REACH in Europe. We saw a similar move from Brilliant Polymers in India, showcasing their VOC-free, solvent-free adhesives for flexible packaging at Interpack.
And in Europe, Tessa, a German company, is celebrating the 90th anniversary of its tape by investing heavily in solvent-free production as well.
Correct. This isn't just a European trend. The Amiga plant is in the U.S. Becker's Group is opening a new plant in India to make renewable, bio-based polyester resins for coatings and adhesives. The common thread is moving away from petroleum-based, solvent-heavy processes towards sustainable alternatives.
For U.S. and European manufacturers, what's the bottom line?
This is a competitive opportunity. Adopting these technologies, like Omega did in Georgia, can lower your environmental compliance costs, improve worker safety, and create a powerful marketing story. It turns a regulatory headache into a competitive advantage.
And for distributors?
The message is clear. Your customers are going to be asking for these sustainable alternatives. You need to stock them and be able to explain the benefits, not just the environmental ones, but the operational ones, like energy savings from not having to run solvent dryers, as Brilliant Polymers highlighted.
So the final actionable insight for our listeners?
Audit your own production lines. Identify every process that uses solvent-based adhesives, coatings, or petroleum-derived resins. Then, start pilot projects with suppliers like Amiga, Tessa, or Becker's to qualify these new water-based and bio-based alternatives. The regulations are only getting stricter, and making the switch now puts you ahead of the curve.
All right, Troy, let's distill this week into a strategic summary. What are the three key takeaways for our listeners?
First, thermal management is now a core business strategy. For both AI hardware and electric vehicles, controlling heat has moved from a simple engineering problem to a critical enabler of performance and safety. The wave of innovation in materials from companies like Dow and Wacker proves that this is where competitive battles will be won.
Second,
the EV battery safety arms race is officially on. Mandates like the EU battery regulation have created a massive, non-optional market for thermal runaway prevention. This is a golden opportunity for U.S. and European chemical companies like Parker Lord, which are perfectly positioned to supply the materials that will define the safety of the next generation of EVs.
And the final takeaway?
Advanced semiconductor packaging is the new global battlefield. While Western and Japanese firms like Sumitomo Bakelite are pushing the limits of physics with materials for high-temperature chips, China is making a strategic, state-backed push for self-sufficiency. Western executives must innovate faster while simultaneously building more resilient, diversified supply chains for these critical materials.
Excellent analysis, Troy. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you for translating these complex developments into actionable intelligence.
My pleasure, Susie.
And to our listeners in manufacturing, trading, and technology, thank you for joining us. To make sure you never miss an insight, please subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next week with another strategic briefing.